Good afternoon and welcome on the Radio Menus broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines in local news: F&P upgrades Zambia's credit rating. The Dare revenue hits 160 billion kwacha. In international news, Nigeria faces worst mass abductions as 315 taken from school. And in sports news, Zambia wins 6 medals at the All Africa Squash Championship. For the news in detail, my name is Philip Banda. In local news, Finance Minister Sumeka Mokotwani says the F&P decision represents a strong vote of confidence in Zambia's economic reform, governance, credibility, and the resilience of its people. Mokotwani says the upgrade confirms that Zambia has exited default and is steadily re-establishing itself as a credible, stable, and investable economy. He has described the rating as a significant acknowledgement of Zambia's pioneering role under the G20 Common Framework. As one of the earliest countries to undergo this process, Zambia faced a difficult and uncertain journey, managing complex negotiations, unprecedented legal and technical requirements, and the economic pressure of debt distress. Mokotwani says the upgrade recognizes not only economic progress, but also the determination, discipline, and endurance of both the government and the Zambian people. This is according to a statement issued to the media by the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury. The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has increased its tax revenue collections to 160 billion kwacha in 2025. ZRA Board Chairperson Caleb Fundanga says this is from the 58.7 billion kwacha collected in the year 2020. Fundanga says the increase represents an average annual growth rate of 21.3%. He says the growth is not merely on numerical rise, but a demonstration of resilience, adding that next year the authority aims to mobilize 185 billion kwacha in tax revenue collections, which will account for 73.1% of the government's budget. Fundanga, who is also former Bank of Zambia governor, says this during this year's Zambia Taxpayer Appreciation Day celebrations, held under the theme Empowering Zambia Together Celebrating Prosperity. Meanwhile, Finance and National Planning Minister Sumeka Mokotwani says government has increased the number of taxpayers by creating a conducive environment for companies to operate. At least 8 people have died in a head-on collision on the Great National Road in Chiwombo in the early hours of Sunday in what police describe as a case of improper overtaking. Zambia Police Service Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilali confirmed the incident, saying the crash occurred around 23 hours opposite the China Jiang Economic Zone and involved a Nissan Caravan minibus, registration ABG1180ZM, and a Hino Ranger truck, registration ABC5624. Chilali says the driver of the minibus attempted an unsafe overtaking, leading to the fatal impact. All 6 passengers on the minibus, 5 unidentified females and 1 unidentified male, died on the spot together with the minibus driver. The driver of the Hino Ranger also died at the scene. The truck's 1 passenger survived but sustained serious injuries and was taken to Ikeja Hospital. He adds that police investigators are on site to establish further details. The bodies of the deceased are in Ikeja District Hospital mortuary, awaiting identification and post-mortem examination. Still in local news, the Oasis Forum says it has met all public order act requirements ahead of its planned November 28th protest march from Freedom Statue to State House. Oasis Forum chairperson Vic Sateri says the protest is aimed at rejecting government's rush, non-inclusive and election-centered Bill 7 constitutional reforms process. She says the forum confirms it formally notified the Inspector General of Police on November 10th after the Lusaka Provincial Command declined to receive the notice, and says the march forms part of the wider national campaign that includes a constitutional court petition, an open letter to the President, a Black Friday movement, and letters to all members of Parliament urging them to vote against Bill 7. Kateri has since called on citizens to turn up in numbers for the march as a public show of resistance to the proposed constitutional amendment. Labour and Social Security Minister Brenda Chambachamba says government is considering extending and increasing the 50% partial withdrawal benefit under the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA. Chambachamba says another initiative under NAPSA is a voluntary subsidy that will allow members to make extra contributions beyond the mandatory rate, enabling them to receive additional lump sum benefits upon retirement. She has disclosed that these and several other proposed reforms have already undergone an initial round of stakeholder consultation. This was contained in a speech delivered on her behalf by the Ministry's Permanent Secretary, Zakaria Luhanga, during the official opening of the State Supreme Council of the Zambian Union of Governors and Allied Workers in the region. Finally, in local news, the District Education Board Secretary's Day Office in Mwanzalembe has launched investigations into a case involving 67 pupils at Lebo Shore Secondary School that sustained bruises and scars on their bodies after being subjected to corporal punishment by some teachers for reporting late. Kwakola Province Principal Public Relations Officer Emmanuel Masete said, following reports, the Day Office promptly launched investigations and established that the incident did occur. Masepo says that as a result, the number of teachers have been identified as having administered the unauthorized punishment. He adds that the administration deeply regrets the unfortunate development as it falls outside the acceptable standards of learner discipline and contradicts the child safeguarding principles upheld by the government. Masepo says constantly the relevant disciplinary procedures have already been initiated. He says the actions are being undertaken to establish legal and administrative framework of the Ministry of Education and the Teaching Service Commission. We now take a short break to become an international sports team in the world.
Registration continues. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has extended the voter registration exercise for 15 days from Wednesday the 12th of November 2025 to Wednesday the 26th of November 2025. This is to capture as many eligible voters as possible. If you are 18 years and above, or if you will be 18 years on or before the 30th of April 2026, a Zambian citizen and in possession of the Green National Registration Card, NRC, you qualify to register. If you registered in 2020 or during continuous registration of voters and you still have your voter's card, you don't need to register again. The following services will be provided: new registrations, replacements of lost, destroyed or defaced voter's cards, transfers from one polling station to another, claims for omission on the register of voters, corrections of clerical errors and removal of deceased voters. Registration centers will be open daily from 8 hours to 17 hours including weekends. Note that the 15 days of voter registration exercise will have three phases. The first two phases will last 4 days each, while the final phase will last 5 days. To find open registration centers, check on the Commission's website. Follow the link ovr.elections.org.zm/deployment-plan or dial short code *214# on mobile phones or visit any district registration centers or civic centers across the country. Register now. It's your right. It's your choice. This message. Are you having trouble in determining your career choice? If so, then visit the Corps at Woodlands University College by enrolling in the following courses at Lusaka Campus in Ibex Hill Residential Area. Diploma in Clinical Medicine General. Diploma in Nursing. Degree in Public Health. Woodlands University College offers a conducive learning environment that comes with a well-stocked library to meet students' study needs. Our medical laboratory is well equipped to give our students an experience of a health facility. Our computer lab is well equipped to aid students in research and career assignments. For more information, contact us on 0966-186239 or 0974-960435 or 0977-62350.